Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, the day that we've been waiting for is finally here. It is upon us. They're going to caucus. And folks, you know, we're going to see what these results are. We'll see if they're going to track with the polls. And we're going to see who's going to continue on. Iowa caucuses starting today. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome. It is a Monday edition of the program. We hope that you're well. We hope that you've had a great weekend this weekend. And certainly there's been a lot of weather, and the weather in Iowa is going to perhaps be a factor. Of course, candidates trying to downplay that, understandably so, of course, trying to make their best case. We're going to look at some of these polls here in a moment, some of these final polls, and hear a couple of audio clips from a couple of these different candidates. But, of course, Donald Trump widely expected to take the lead and maintain his status, of course, as being far and away the winner. But, again, all this remains to be seen. Now it's going to be a matter of degrees, and it's also going to be a matter of where's my path. That's going to be the question that these candidates would be asking themselves. They'd be asking themselves this question under normal circumstances, and I perchance to think, my friends, that this Iowa caucus is far from being normal circumstances, given all of the different things, Donald Trump being involved, the polarization, all of that. But we'll see. Folks, so welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition of the show. We hope that you're doing well, as I said. And we have so much to talk about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a desire to opine on what's happening in the Iowa caucuses. Also, all the other different things we'll be talking about this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. You can also find links to my Facebook and also to X, formerly known as Twitter, but we do have those links over there as well. So once again, Monday morning is going to be a great week of broadcasting. I know it's going to be very cold in Iowa. And as I said, we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But let's take a look first. Actually, there's a couple of stories I do want to tell you about before we get started into the politics and so forth today. This is a very, very sad story. This coming to us from Fox News. Two U.S. Navy sailors who were reported missing after falling into the sea while conducting a nighttime boarding mission Thursday off the coast of Somalia have been identified as SEALs, according to the U.S. Central Command. Two Special Forces operators were climbing aboard a vessel while on a mission in the Gulf of Aden when high waves knocked one into the sea. The second SEAL jumped in after the first part of the Navy SEAL protocol to help a partner in distress, and both vanished, according to the Associated Press. Both SEALs are still missing, and a search and rescue mission continues. The waters in the Gulf of Aden in which they were operating are warm, U.S. officials told the AP. Officials also told the AP that the incident was not related to Operation Prosperity Guardian, the ongoing U.S. and international mission to provide protection to commercial vessels in the Red Sea, or the retaliatory strikes that the United States and the United Kingdom have conducted in Yemen over the past few days. The incident was also not related to Iran seizing an oil tanker, according to officials. The details of the SEALs' mission and which vessel they were trying to board are still unclear. In a statement on Saturday, U.S. CENTCOM said it will not release additional information on the Thursday night incident until the personnel recovery mission is complete. So obviously, these are Navy SEALs in the conduct of their duty, and we don't have any further information at this time, but our thoughts and prayers, of course. It is a very dangerous job. It is a very dangerous mission, and we just absolutely send our very best. But a very, very sad story. But, you know, on this program, we talk about our military. We talk about our veterans. We have a great special place in our heart for those in our military and those who have served. Of course, those in law enforcement, the first responders. And so this kind of story we want to put right to the top of the list, albeit a very sad and disturbing story this morning. So again, our thoughts and prayers go out to those involved, their families, and their loved ones. All right. Well, as we said, the weather is also going to be a big deal in Iowa. It's literally freezing. But Donald Trump, President Trump, this from Newsmax, says, with just hours before the first in the nation Iowa caucus kicks off, the presidential primary cycle, former President Donald Trump returned to the campaign stump in the state, saying the freezing cold and polar vortex will not stop his caucus. Well, I would probably tend to agree with that. I think you got a lot of people in Iowa right now, and Donald Trump, President Trump, described them in one of his appearances as being a very hardy people. I don't doubt that either. This is nothing new for Iowa, per se. So I would think that we're still going to see a turnout. And then Donald Trump goes on to say, you have to see what's outside. We have a lot of people here. If there's any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Well, I hope so, because what I think we need out of the Iowa caucuses and then subsequently out of New Hampshire and, of course, out of South Carolina is going to be some clarity. Some clarity of where we are going with this and who is really going to emerge, who is really going to have the best opportunity here to represent the GOP and to coalesce that support across the board. Because make no mistake, my friends, whoever is the nominee, needs to have a very, very substantial across-the-board support. Without that, literally, I don't know that you can go and win the general. And this general election is going to be like you've never seen before. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how these caucuses actually work and where are the Democrats in all this. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Monday is here, and we are here, and you are there, and we're glad about that, my friends. And I will tell you this, you know, talking to you in the overnights across America truly is the best job in the world. I do have you to thank for that, and I really, really do appreciate it. And, you know, one of the things, of course, that we do here on this program is we help to hopefully make the time go well throughout the overnights, no matter what you're doing. If you're driving a big rig across country, if you are delivering things, if you are working a shift, or if you're working your job, you're just up with us in the middle of the night and want to talk a little bit about politics and the latest news, well, you found the right place. Perchance to think that nexus for you. But at any rate, folks, happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. And you know what else? Today is a very special day as well. It is Martin Luther King Day here in the United States. And we also want to pay some respect, of course, to Dr. Martin Luther King. We'll talk a little bit about it as we go through the program this morning. But obviously, what happened with the movement, civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King, of course, he was cut down by an assassin's bullet. This is just a terrible, terrible time in American history. But Dr. Martin Luther King had a vision, obviously. He had a dream about how America was improving. And it was very interesting to me, and we'll hear a little bit of the audio here in a little bit as well. But it's interesting to me that in his famous speech given there on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, that Dr. King talked about the idea that America would rise up and live out its creed. And that, again, all men are created equal, that he had the dream that one day his four little children would be judged by not by their skin color, but by the content of their character. Just profound, revolutionary, and very uplifting words and an uplifting dream and vision. And I wanted to point that out here this morning, because what he was talking about and the way he went about it was the idea of lifting up all of America. He wasn't out there preaching to destroy America. America is inherently bad, it's evil, and it must be destroyed. That's what we're hearing today from certain activists, depending, right? But as I understood the civil rights movement, and as I was growing up in the shadow of Dr. Martin Luther King, and going through school and learning American history and learning about the recent events in American history in the 1960s, this idea that America is being can be lifted up, that is so important, because that's how you affect real change in America. That's why he was so effective. But those who are running around saying, well, we got to tear down everything, America is based on badness, it's based on evil, so therefore if we trash it, we're doing the world a favor. Well, folks, they don't have the right idea at all. They have no clue what they're talking about, and I think that we should obviously reject what they're talking about. They have the right to say it, you know, this is part of our system as well. But, you know, when they do say things like that, they identify themselves as people who don't get it. It's just that simple. All right. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, of course, the caucuses are here. Caucuses, of course, are different than primaries, because in primaries, you know, you go to the polling place or you vote, you know, as you normally do with ballots and so forth. And you do that throughout up to and through Election Day, basically. You can also cast absentee ballots, basically, during a primary. But caucuses are very different. They're held in the nighttime, so you got to go out in the bitter cold and so forth. You have to go there, right, in order to be part of it. There are some exceptions to that, but generally speaking, also the caucuses, of course, you know, people get together and they conduct some party business, because the caucuses are basically run by the political parties. Primaries typically, of course, are run by the state. In most cases, or in overall. But the idea here is that you get a lot of people together, they take care of some party business, and then they express their preferences for whoever they want to be the party's nominee. And that's sort of the difference of a caucus between a straight primary, like we'll see in New Hampshire, for example. But obviously, for the Democrats, they're not going to really do that, because they're not really caucusing in that regard. They're going to be taking care of some party businesses, we understand, for some just a party, you know, house cleaning business and this kind of thing. But they're not going to be having a typical caucus, we understand. Although I think that they can do some mail-in balloting that goes on through March, I understand, or the results would be revealed in March. So we're not really looking, and the world's not really looking at what's happening on the Democrat side. But on the Republican side, of course, that's where all of the heat is. And I'm using that term, of course, hoping that some people can be a little bit warmed up there in Iowa this morning. Because it is now January 15th, and it's caucus day, and here we go. But this from the Washington Examiner. They're talking about the Des Moines polls there in Iowa, and the political press, they write, the political press corps gets very excited about the Des Moines Register poll. Some journalists refer to it as the gold standard of Iowa polls, even though it has trouble in recent years, they write. The final edition of the poll sets powerful expectations for what is going to happen on caucus night. Now, the final edition was released on Saturday, 48 hours before the Republican presidential caucuses. Donald Trump leads the field with 48% of those surveyed, down just a little bit since the last registered poll in early December. In that earlier poll, Ron DeSantis was in second place with 19%, but he has now fallen to third place with 16%. Second place has been taken over by Nikki Haley, who moved from 16 in December to 20% now. So, I guess it's a surge. You could call it a surge. There are those who are calling it a surge. But it is interesting how things kind of shift a little bit before the actual caucuses. And again, this is reflected in this particular poll. They say the short version is this. Trump is still way ahead. Haley's up to second. DeSantis is down to third. Despite a change in a few points in second place, what's striking is how stable the race has been from month to month. The Register has done four caucus polls in August, October, December, and now, and right now. Trump's measurement in those polls has been 42, 43, 51, 48. DeSantis' measure in those four polls has been 19, 16, 19, 16. So, again, you know, essentially steady. Only Haley has shown notable growth, going from 6, 16, 16, and now 20. But as the second poll place candidate, her support is still less than half of Trump's. Now, Nikki Haley was asked about being part of the Trump administration. Let's listen in and see what Nikki Haley had to say about that.
Sometimes make their decision very late.
Yes.
This is still an open ball game.
Yes.
What's your closing argument to them?
Yeah, I mean, the closing argument is let's get rid of the chaos. Let's leave the old names of the past and let's move forward with a new conservative leader that's going to get our country back on track. We can't go through four more years of chaos. We can't go through Trump or Biden anymore. Everybody, 75% of America said they don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. So I think we need to go forward and give them something else. And that's what we're trying to do is give them a new option.
I've been talking to voters for the past two weekends, and a lot of voters like you very much.
Yay.
But they say they're hoping you'll be a VP this time around. A VP to you know who. How do you feel about that?
I don't play for second. I've never played for second. I'm not going to start now. I'm not interested in being vice president. I'm running to be president, and I'm running to win, and we will.
So there's Nikki Haley and saying she's not running for vice president. But it is interesting, of course, if you notice. Now, of course, we know what the Democrat and what Joe Biden, and we've got another clip here in a little bit from a governor, actually, talking about the Biden campaign, how the Biden campaign is now starting up. I don't know if you knew this, but the Biden campaign is now starting. And that, of course, we know now what the Biden campaign slogan basically is. And they're fighting for democracy. They're going to save democracy. A vote for Biden is a vote for democracy, that kind of thing. Well, Nikki Haley, now we understand what her slogan is, and I've seen this on commercials from her as well, and that is to stop the chaos or don't keep having the chaos. So, very interesting indeed. We're going to see where the voters are going to stand on this. And, of course, a lot of that chaos is brought about because some people just can't ever have Trump be president. I mean, there'd be a lot less chaos if, I don't know, they respected the election. Let's stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through now this Monday edition of the program. Yes, yes, it's Monday. We can't get away from that fact, but what we can do is we can have a lot of fun here on the program, especially if you're waking up, getting ready to go somewhere, or if you're working throughout the overnights in America. We get to keep you company. We can do that, and we can have fun while we do it and make sure the funnel meter keeps lighting up, even for a Monday, because I think, folks, by just saying that, I'm setting the tone. For the rest of the week for you, and you'll thank me when Friday comes along. And folks, once again, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine about the Iowa caucuses or any of these other stories that we'll be talking about, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Now, of course, across the country, there's been all kinds of sub-freezing temperatures. It's left millions in the bitter cold as these Arctic storms came through, according to the AP here, left four dead and knocked out electricity to tens of thousands in the Northwest, brought snow to the South, and walloped the Northeast with blizzard conditions that forced the postponement of an NFL game. An estimated 95 million people nationwide faced weather warnings or advisories and Sunday for wind chills below zero Fahrenheit, that's minus Celsius, 17 Celsius. Forecasters said the severe cold was expected to push as far as northern Texas, while the bitter blast sends wind chill readings as low as minus 70 in Montana and the Dakotas. The South Dakota Department of Public Safety said in a statement Sunday, urging people to stay indoors. They put out a statement that says it takes a matter of minutes for frostbite to set in. So they're telling you that it's cold. So I sure hope that you are bundled up. I sure hope that you are, just keeping warm, whatever you need to do. Don't burn the furniture or something. But obviously, and I think as well, I saw an article earlier. I don't have it right in front of me, but had to do with the natural gas perhaps being at a shortage or this huge demand for home heating. And I think in Texas it was already having an issue there. But it just points up the idea that, these things can be anticipated, right? And to have energy and to have enough energy to make sure that people aren't freezing or that it's abundant enough, we can do that here in the United States, don't you think? We can do that, I believe. But at any rate, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. Now, over the weekend, I don't know if you saw these pro-Palestinian protesters at the White House. They damaged a fence. It was, I think, a secondary fence in front of the actual White House fence. But this from New York Post. A swarm of pro-Palestinian protesters shouted F Joe Biden, basically, slogans, as they nearly ripped down a reinforced fence outside the White House during a charged protest Saturday night. Non-essential personnel were evacuated from the area as a precaution as the aggressive demonstration ramped up, the Secret Service confirmed. Video showed the crowd shaking the fence so viciously that a section of it became partially dislodged while a horde of Secret Service police pushed back to keep the ralliers from entering the grounds. Some protesters hurled water bottles and sticks broken off their Palestinian flags at the officers while others tried to climb the fence, screaming the aforementioned F. Joe Biden. Break it down. You support the murder of children, they screamed, basically. The anti-scale fencing sustained some, quote, temporary damage, but the actual White House fence and the adjacent buildings were left untouched, a Secret Service spokesman told the Post. So basically, of course, they had reinforced these fencing or put this fencing up earlier, anticipating that this kind of protest was going to happen. But certainly, it just goes to show just how quickly something like that could get out of hand. No matter who's in the White House, no matter who the president is, no matter what party they come from, the White House security is paramount. And I'm just curious about this, though. What if they were able to get through this secondary fencing, basically, and get to the actual fence? And what if they were actually able to get on the grounds of the White House? I would sure hope that this Justice Department would go after people who would do that kind of thing with the same kind of fervor as we see them going after people, the so-called January 6th issues and so forth. Now, some people on January 6th did some things they should not have done, and that is absolutely true. But what I'm getting at here is that you've got these pro-Palestinian protesters. Now, just the other day, what did Joe Biden tell them? He said when he was at the AME church they started the protests and they had to be escorted out. And what did he say? He said, I understand your passion, or words to that effect. But it's basically, I get it. I get your passion on this. Again, he's got to understand, and the Democrat administration is also going to understand what they're dealing with here. Now, this kind of protest, as I said, could have gotten out of hand. I'm glad that it did not. And at the same time, of course, it's time to try to also put squarely onto Hamas what's happening there. Now, the war in Israel is, I think, has either now reached or has just now approached its 100th day since we saw the October 7th attacks and massacres by the Hamas terror group. And there is going to be a larger movement now, or a larger call for some kind of reduction in what's happening. There's just no doubt about that. But here's the thing, though. This administration, of course, they've been sending out these signals of support for Israel, but at the same time, though, they can't sort of make it such that, well, but we're also trying not to offend anybody and this kind of thing. What Hamas did was absolutely wrong. And what has to happen, of course, is that Hamas has to be stopped. It has to be degraded. And nobody, and I'll tell you this, nobody wants to see the aftermath of what's happening in terms of having to clear Hamas or stop Hamas or get rid of these tunnels and all these things in Gaza. Nobody wants to see the impact on the, essentially civilians. But at the same time, what's missing in the world reporting on this, as we've mentioned, is the idea that Hamas, you know, likes nothing more than to have casualties. I'm not talking about the actual Palestinian people who are being affected by this, and many have lost their lives. And that is a terrible tragedy, isn't it? Because what Hamas has done in terms of, quote, governing Gaza has never been about helping the people that live there. It's always been about waging war against Israel, who they believe has no right to exist. Now, Hamas is way, way, way behind the times on these things. You know, you go back to, what was it, in the 1648 or thereabouts, right? You had the war in Europe for years and years and years, some 30 years at least. And then they get together, they hammer out over about a year's time the Treaty of Westphalia, which is landmark in international relations because it helps to establish the idea of sovereignty. And so, and that the nations have a right to exist, basically. I'm just putting it in a nutshell, basically. Well, when you have a group that says a particular country has no right to exist, a people are the source of all of our problems, and they must be eradicated, well, that just flies in the face of any notion that we ever have in these, for lack of a better expression, modern times, you know, moving forward from there, that it just goes against every single thing that we know about international relations. And part of the thing that is the hamper here is that I think many in the West, and the Biden administration included, and other presidents, Republican and Democrat, have tried to approach this problem from that perspective. But Hamas made it absolutely abundantly clear that they have no interest in, just like Iran. Iran has no interest in being part of the community of nations. If they ever did, they wouldn't have acted the way that they do. They wouldn't be seeking this nuclear capability. They wouldn't be threatening other people. They wouldn't be doing these things. And it would be a much different result. But folks, stay right there. When we come back, we have a lot to tell you. We'll do our first weather report, extended weather report from what we just talked about. But stay right there, because Kyle Warren with you, and we're going to continue with the Monday edition right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we're continuing through the Monday edition of the program. And thanks to Richard the Marine up on his vantage point from his central vantage point on the Oregon coast. And he's saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 31 degrees and cloudy. Feels like 28. Have a great week. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, Semper Fi, right back at you. Hope you have a great week as well. And I was just saying earlier, yeah, I think we're trying to set the tone here for your Monday morning, because here we are, bright and early, overnights across America. And as I said, I think you'll thank me as we get to Friday, because this week is going to turn out to be pretty good. We've got the Iowa caucuses, which means we're now actually in this thing. Right. In fact, we'll see where these polls, you know, flesh out here. We're going to move on to New Hampshire, move on to South Carolina. And folks, it is going to start to be, I believe, a pretty good adventure as we move into the actual election cycle here. Well, talking about moving along here, we got to move into our Trucker Traveler report here. And again, we always have, and by the way, if you're new to the program, this part of the program, we love to play a song this time of the morning, kind of get you going, keep you going, get your blood pumping. And especially for a Monday, here's a great one. This is 38 Special, Caught Up in You.
Yeah.
special, Caught Up in You, from back in the day. Now, one of the cool things about 38 Special was they had two drummers, right? And that's hard. That's hard. But they had a lot of great hits, and they had, Caught Up in You, and they also had another great song, which I don't know I think it was a radio, pretty big radio hit, called Like No Other Night. That's actually one of my favorite 38 Special songs. But at any rate, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're going to take a look at what's happening in our national weather scene here real quick. This morning, as we head into Monday, the word, well, it's two words, actually, it's wind chill. But the phrase, the point, the thing to be aware of right now, of course, is wind chill warnings. And we have them all over the place, especially right smack dab down the central part of the country, through most of eastern Montana, North Dakota, all over, even into Wisconsin, Minnesota, down through Illinois. You got this wind chill all over towards Ohio as well. Certainly, as I was saying, down right smack dab the middle of the country, down from North Dakota, as I said, mentioned South Dakota, Nebraska, down through Kansas, Oklahoma, and, of course, also down into Texas. We're in the Dallas area, it's a hard freeze warning. But some of these wind chills, like, for example, in Montana, if you're up near Helena, it looks like wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero. Okay, so up in like Bismarck, North Dakota, we've got life-threatening wind chill factors as low as 60 degrees below zero. So this is nothing to trifle with. Look at your local reports and so forth. Be very, very cognizant of this. Winter storm warnings in effect throughout Virginia, also down through Kentucky, Tennessee, down in through Arkansas, Mississippi. We got these winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories going on. So it is a very, very big deal out there, folks. This kind of cold, as you just mentioned, you know, millions and millions of people being affected by this, and many, I believe, in the Northwest, at least that we know of at this point, had lost a lot of power. In terms of precipitation right now through Kentucky, lots of snow heading over through parts of West Virginia, up through Washington, D.C., and parts of Maryland, it looks like, and then also heading south out of Kentucky through most of Tennessee, and then northern Mississippi, central Arkansas right now. We got snow, and then various snow showers in parts of Texas. In Cheyenne, Wyoming right now, our friends in Cheyenne, looks like they've got all kinds of snow in that area as well. So do be careful out there, folks, because as I said, it's nothing to be trifled at here. This from the National Weather Service, heavy lake snow, downwind from the lower Great Lakes, and heavy snow from parts of the central Rockies, snow from parts of the lower Mississippi Valley to the northeast. There is a threat of rain, freezing rain over parts of the southern plains to the southern Appalachians. Temperatures will be 25 to 40 degrees below average. Okay, below average from the northern Rockies to the plains, middle Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. Cold high pressure over the plains and a wave of low pressure along stationary front extending from southern high plains across the central Rockies northwestward to the northwest will produce heavy snow over parts of the central Rockies on Sunday evening into Monday evening. So this is it. We're right smack dab in the middle of that time period. In contrast, upper-level energy and cold air will produce heavy lake-effect snow downwind from the lower Great Lakes, moisture flowing northward over the western central Gulf Coast will intersect cold air over parts of the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, and central southern Appalachians, creating a broad band of rain and freezing rain. So once again, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get first of all, we want you to hunker down if need be, and we want you to get wherever you're going safely. And if you're traveling, I would still just make sure that you're calling ahead. Monday may be a little bit better for travelers. They're certainly different than it was heading into the weekend. But they may still have a large backlog of people they're trying to reroute from all those canceled flights, thousands of them late in the week. So just call ahead and maybe give a little bit of extra time, especially if you're heading to the airport. And again, just be careful. Well, folks, we're going to head up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. And when we do, you're going to hear your top of the hour news this morning. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Iowa caucuses. 949-822-7959. If you have any predictions about the caucuses, or if you're going to go caucus, you can give us a call and tell us what you think. And we're going to be, of course, taking a look at all that, plus much, much more as we head through this Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one, my friends, is in the books. And when we come back, we'll start hour number two. Looking forward to it. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.